We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome back. It's the Pomp and Joe Show. We're rolling along 11:42 in the morning. Jeff Hathorn, our sports director here at 93.7 The Fan, in studio until noon today. Austin Bechtel behind the glass. Call 412-928-9370. And Jeff is going to play a little bit of a game because he has a big column coming out on what the Pirates have done at the trade deadline over the last 10 years. And the answer would be probably not all that much.
All right, so there are three guys currently on the active roster that were acquired in July. Can you name those three?
Isaiah Kiner-Falefa.
McCutcheon, because he was acquired, wasn't he?
No, he's a free agent.
Oh, that was a free agent.
Yeah. IKF is one. Bednar would not be one of them.
Nope.
Spencer Horwitz is not one of them.
Kyle Crick is not one.
Kyle Crick is not one of them. O'Neill Cruz is a good one. Yep.
Right?
That's two.
Is that when you
That's
said
two.
That? He was a...
Yep.
How many
For
years
Tony
ago was
Watson
that?
Tony Watson in 2018.
Wow. Tony Watson had some good years.
Excuse me, 2017.
With the Dodgers. There was somebody else in that trade,
Colin
too,
Holderman
probably.
Is the other one.
Well, he's not on the active roster.
Good point. No, he is not.
But he's on the 40-man.
Bailey Falter is the other one.
Nope.
So. Falter wasn't at the deadline. Was Falter an in-season move?
Falter was.
That was for Castro. I think that was done before then, though.
That was mid-year 2023. When was that deal finalized, though?
Falter was. Hang on. I've got to go through my.
Was that June? And he's been good for them. He's been better than I ever could have expected.
Well, Bailey Falter, I mean, I just remember him being booed at the national anthem.
Yes. Yes,
it's
he was.
It's not a good name. Your last name is Falter.
It was an
Falter.
August trade. The Castro trade for Falter was August.
Because it was considered that Falter was being traded here to basically, he was in the rotation holding Skeens' place, and that's why people booed.
So it was 2023 August. So it's the old rules of the waiver trade deadline. So
bring back the waiver trade deadline, by the way. Bring
O'Neill
it back.
Cruz, IKF, and Jack Sawinski.
Oh, Sawinski, that's right.
He is on the active
He's
roster.
He's back on how the active
could,
roster.
How could we forget?
There are three others on the 40-man roster. You named Holderman. There's two others.
On the 40-man roster.
Yeah, you're right. August 1st, 2023 is on the Bailey Falter for Rodolfo Castro trade.
Does Vogelbach count, even though he's a coach now?
it is funny. Two of the guys they've traded, they've brought back, Frazier and Vogelbach.
Yeah. So
what McCutcheon, too, if you want to.
Whatever that. Happened to, what is his name, G-Man Choi?
G-Man Choi.
Yeah, he's done. I don't even think he's still playing baseball, is he?
He went to the Padres.
How about Hoy? Where's Hoy Park?
Remember Rich Hill?
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Hoy Park was supposed to be
well,
some.
We'll get to him.
Okay.
So there's two other guys on the 40-man.
Dennis Santana?
No. Two other guys on the 40-man that were acquired.
Oh, yeah, what am I saying? He's active.
July, and they were acquired in July of last year.
Justin Lawrence.
They were acquired in July of last year. One from Baltimore, one from Boston.
Billy Cook and Nick York.
There you go. Those two guys. Well, we haven't seen them yet, so they're out of sight, out of mind.
Those are the guys that the Pirates acquired in July that are on the 40-man roster.
And they haven't played at all this year. I think Cook, like, three games.
And O'Neill Cruz took a long time. So he was acquired in 2017. He didn't reach the majors until 2021.
And that's probably what we're going to look at with a guy like Tamar Johnson, right? I mean, he's already past that age. He's been in the system for how long?
And he is hitting like 140 this month.
Again, always beware of the so-called prospects, because a lot of them, in fact, most of them, never work the way you think.
So seven guys were traded since 2015 that were basically major league players that they brought in July. Chris Archer is one of them.
Yeah. How could we forget about the Archer deal, the one that set them back years?
Can you name any of the other ones?
Who were brought in?
At the July trade deadline that played immediately in the majors.
Since 2015? So we're including the 2015 season. Keone Kella.
Keone Kella is
the reliever.
Where'd you come up with Keone Kella?
He was a closer.
He was Keone Kella.
And he was good.
I totally forgot he was here.
Wasn't a great clubhouse guy, but he could pitch.
Wow, that's a good one, Austin.
Jay Happ in 2015.
Nope. August.
See, August.
Well,
he was
actually,
so good for them.
Actually, I went after the non-playoff years, so I didn't include 13 to 15.
Okay.
I'm going at times where they're just out of it, not in times, with the exception of they felt like they were in it with Archer, and that obviously went south.
They acquired a couple other guys in 2016 to try to.
So you've got Archer and Kella.
I would never have guessed Keone Kella. I totally forgot he was even here. You know,
Jalen Beeks.
Yeah, Beeks last year. Don't forget about Brian De La Cruz, Jeff.
Brian De La Cruz.
He was acquired last year.
His three home runs after being acquired by the Pirates.
Yeah, with 18 for Miami, and now he's in the minor leagues for, I think, the Yankees after he got cut by Atlanta.
There was another starting pitcher that the Pirates added in 2021. In a trade with Atlanta.
Well, they also acquired Johan Oviedo, so we'll throw
that one out there. Though. That was a deal with the Cardinals, right? Was that a deal? Yes, or
that was a deal.
Oviedo was the Quintana deal. But they got Oviedo back, and they got somebody else back in that deal, too. Malcolm Nunez, the first baseman that doesn't
play. Well, wait a minute. What about him? Why have we not talked about him? He was supposed to be power hitting. Okay. But again, this is the problem. When you bring these guys in, everyone looked at him and said, this is the guy who's going to be at first base. He's going to be a big bopper. Where is he now, and what's he doing?
Oh, the starting pitcher from Atlanta, Bryce Wilson. Yes.
Bryce Wilson. Yes. That was, the Ryan
He's a reliever.
Bryce Wilson, brother.
He went to Milwaukee and became like a shutdown reliever.
Would start 28 games, and in 33 total appearances, went 4-13 with a 5.37 ERA.
What a move that was, huh, Bob?
There were two other relievers.
He pitched more like he was throwing Wilson the volleyball at everybody.
There were two other relievers. One was an all-star pitcher, and the other
here or somewhere else?
Here.
He was an all-star pitcher here.
What year?
We don't want to talk about him anymore.
Oh, the guy who had all the problems. And they should have traded to the Dodgers.
Scumbag. Velasquez.
Yeah.
Felipe Rivera when they traded him.
They never traded him.
When he changed his name, that probably wasn't.
Do you remember? He was almost traded to the Dodgers. There was a lot of talk. How about if they had pulled that off and then that.
They would have acquired. I think it was like Gavin Lux they were talking about in that trade and
you're
so many
exactly
other guys.
Right.
And there was a pitcher named May. Is he still with them?
Dustin May. Yeah. He's battled some injuries, but he's also had some decent success when he's healthy.
The last player is Joaquin Benoit.
The reliever. He was wonderful.
He went 0-2 with a 7.56 ERA and never pitched in the majors again.
What is the bottom line of your story telling here?
That most of the names that you're talking about at July are not guys that are going to help you now.
Right.
Very few have helped them now. Kella did. Vasquez did.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. but the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Beaks was okay.
Beaks was fine.
But
his Beaks.
Ronald Jimenez, Josh Walker, Johnny Severino, Carter Bins.
Carter Bins. You can't forget about
Tejada.
Carter Bins. He's keeping extra baseballs in his bins at
Hoyt
home, Bob.
Hoyt Park, Diego Castillo.
Hoyt Park was supposed to be something
Mitchell
good.
Miliano.
Miliano, yep.
Tucapita Marcano.
Yeah, he's banned
he's
from
banned
baseball
for
now.
Life. He got a lifetime ban.
Nathan Kirby.
Oh, my God.
Gutierrez,
the catcher.
Cody Ponce.
He played
by the way,
I remember him.
Cody Ponce is now 31. He's in Korea. He's 11-0 with a 195 ERA in Korea.
See what they let go, Bob? He should have never given up on Cody Ponce so early.
Angel, our Angel Herman.
He was in the Cruz deal, wasn't he?
He was.
I remember the other person.
Good.
I think that was him.
Remember Domingo Herman?
He hasn't pitched since 2019. Taylor Hearn and Ricky DeVito.
Taylor Hearn was a
Tommy's brother,
left-handed
the guy,
pitcher.
The quarterback for the Giants. Is that his brother?
Could be, for all I know. He's currently in Double A with Miami. Taylor Hearn is in Japan right now.
Yeah, wasn't he a lefty they acquired?
Yep,
and was it the Kella
ERA?
Deal?
You know, you could make a very good living in Japan or Korea playing baseball.
Gregory Polanco's doing it right now.
Do you remember Dante Calabria? He made such a career for himself overseas. Made a lot of money, and they wanted him over there. He didn't have to be an NBA player to go and get that kind of money.
There are a lot of former Pitt players that have done very well overseas.
Yeah.
Whether it's Israel or in Europe or wherever it might be, they've done very well for themselves. So the point, I think, of the story is to point out, if you're expecting something in July, even what's finally happened has taken time, unless you're looking for a reliever. And I don't think they're in a spot where they need a spot reliever right now.
No, so, if anything, you're going to try to get rid of some of those
receivers. Because even Cook and York last year, you thought, okay, by next year, these guys are going to be fixtures, and they're stuck in AAA.
Right.
So are you of the mindset that you can get more value in trades if you wait till the offseason?
Yes.
You don't have to do it now. But
yes.
If you're Ben Cherington,
but
this is the dilemma, right? Because he has to do something here.
But I think you make a Tony Watson move and roll the dice, and you build something in the future, but you're probably not going to get something to help you now. In July.
Well, and they're not in a position to use anything
now. I think that's the point
now.
Of this exercise is, unless you're specifically trading prospects for a player like De La Cruz, you're not going to get something back that can be valuable to you. So it's not going to move the needle for this team in July.
Well, that sets up to be a disappointing July deadline day. Unless there's Greg keeps saying, well, I'm going to be interested to see what the big move is.
And I mean, it doesn't mean that you can't have one. But history tells you that, I mean, IKF is a nice player, but is he a needle mover for the future for you?
No.
He's a
good player
stud,
for somebody that has a lot of around him.
Like a Freddie Sanchez, Josh Harrison on a good team. Mm-hmm. Like he can fill that. He is Josh Harrison for the playoff Pirates. He could be that for somebody. But he's not an everyday shortstop or a guy that you're thinking, okay, next year we're going to have him every day at shortstop. No, you want him as a platoon player, as a utility player.
Do you think Connor Griffin looks at his future and says, I'll be a shortstop? Do they want him to be there? Where do they want him to play? Because he can show the aptitude to play
to
just
Cruz
about.
At center. So
corner outfield,
I think
eventually?
He can always go back out to the outfield, but you play him at shortstop now. And I mean, I would love to see him. And Greg did ask Charrington on his show on Sunday about this. I would love to see him play August in double A. Now, he says he wants Griffin to experience some disappointment or some failure and see how he rises right to that. He has 4 of his 7 games so far this month. He's hitless. So he is facing a little bit of adversity right now in high A. But I think it makes a ton of sense that you put him up in double A in August.
Yeah, and see what happens.
I mean, unless he's just getting overwhelmed in high A,
sense he won't
which
be.
I don't think so. And then put him in, I mean, he starts the next year in triple, or maybe starts in double and quickly goes to triple.
That's what we were discussing earlier.
To where he's an
earlier,
option next
right
year.
And so at some point next year, he's an option. But by then, how many games under will they be? You know, again, that's if you're looking for – they have to – the frustrating thing about all of this, Jeff, is that Paul Skeens is here. When you get something thrown at you like that, you have to capitalize on him immediately. Their window, they knew, was never going to be open for endless years. It was 4 years, essentially, that they had. Noah Hyles in his Post-Gazette planner thing or whatever he has out there, the mailbag, indicated he doesn't think he'll be here beyond 2026, and he cited a 2027 work stoppage, which is likely, from what I understand, or at least, you know, possible. I mean, that's – you don't have a lot of time.
I mean, you're looking at Skeens as a guy that could make $50 million a year. And
I would
say
more.
How many teams could afford that?
Well, they could if they wanted to. The Pirates could if they wanted to.
I mean, realistically, how many teams could afford that?
Do you think the Pirates could have gone on Pete Alonso for 2 years, $54 million?
Yes.
And then why didn't they? Why didn't even try?
How about a guy like Nathaniel Lowe with Washington at 1 year, $10 million? Absolutely in their ballpark.
A bargain at that. And they could have done that stuff. They didn't. Why don't they do it?
The same with the Brewers first baseman. Who was like 2 years? He's what, 2 years, $17 million or something like that. Is you know, that's another guy that you could have brought in. I know you made the trade for Horowitz, but I would absolutely upsell him at the first chance you have. If you have another chance to bring in someone that's going to give you some power,
so you have that up on the Fan website.
Yeah, I'm going to do that after we're done.
All right. I appreciate your time, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks,
that's
going
to be interesting to look at that, and we'll see you Sunday night on the number one Cochran Sports Showdown.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff Athorn, outstanding sports director here at 93.7 The Fan, with an interesting take on what the Pirates have done in July. And if your anger meter isn't high enough, you may want to read this and really get upset. But it's the reality of the situation and why they've missed on so many opportunities, and they need to change it. If not now, certainly in the offseason. Time is a-wasting.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.